Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers with your host, Peggy Smedley.
Welcome back to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. I'm your host, Peggy Smedley. Our second guest research centers are defining on implementing performance evaluation protocols for technology innovation in the built environment, such as sustainable construction materials and alternative energy sources. Please welcome Daniel Castro, professor and chair of School of Building Construction, Georgia Institute of Technology. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Peggy. Thank you for having me in the program. It's a great honor to be there. Thank you.
Well, we're delighted. You know, I'm curious, Daniel, you guys have done a whole lot right now to really work on the built environment, sustainable construction. Let's talk about that. How important is all of that right now when you see the ever-changing in world of construction? How important have you guys been focusing on all of this right now?
In a technology institution such as Georgia Tech, that's all we really look at is how technology can improve the way we build things, especially technology that can be used before construction starts, during construction, and after construction. So, and as you know, the challenges are more and more, especially in the area of safety, in the area of monitoring construction sites. Owners are more focused now on, looking at ways of not only, of course, protecting lives during construction, but also of finishing projects on time, on their budget, you know, achieving the levels of quality that are set for the project. So all this in one box means that academics and people who do research, we have more things to think about, you know, in terms of technology. How can technology help achieve all these goals better?
For you particularly, you have a deep background in all of this. Let's talk about your role in this, because you play a deep mm-hmm. role in how emerging technology is going to change construction and what it's going to do. How important is that for you? Let's talk about why you're so important.
Yeah.
You play an important role in this.
Peggy. Yeah, so my background is, I'm a civil engineer, so I started, digging holes in the,
So you get it. You dig trenches. You get that. Yeah.
Digging and drilling and taking, samples from the ground just to test geology. So I know about that, about soils. But then I started looking, what's going on? How can we build better? So I'm originally from South America. I'm sure you can tell from my accent, Hispanic accent. But then I really wanted to learn, the best ways of building things. So I went to Indiana, to Purdue University. I learned about simulation, construction simulations. And so I started being interested in that. But it was early 2000. You remember what happened at that time. Internet was booming. All these construction, construction internet things were going on. In other words, people were trying to look at internet as a way of streamlining processes. So I got excited about that. So I started looking at business to business and how can we make the supply chains better for construction firms? How can, for example, steel manufacturers, rebar manufacturers interact better with the contractors so we can avoid losses, avoid rework? And so I work on that. So this is a term that nowadays it's called lean construction, which of course was earlier than that. Lean construction started in 1994, but then it's very active today. So basically a lean process is something that is a process that avoids waste, uses better the resources that we have. It has a last planner as the main source of information, which is the person who does the work is the one who should be leading the schedule, not the person who doesn't do the work or the one who is planning the operation.
So mm-hmm. help me understand. You understand the needs then of construction sites. What is the biggest pain points? We always talk about safety.
Yeah.
What are construction?
Let's talk about safety.
Yeah,
let's talk about safety
there's...
and equipment, since you know this is a big equipment program. Let's look at mobile cranes. You know, just a few months ago, we have the largest mobile crane building the Falcon Stadium. Have you heard of that? You know, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium here in Atlanta. So yeah. We have the largest mobile crane there. And there's a big issue with mobile cranes in terms of safety. So we are researching, and I was working with one student. I was not the main advisor, but I was in the committee of the student, of a grad student here, working on how can we improve the safety on a mobile crane operation, you know, using sensors, being able to using situational awareness for the operator. So imagine the operator sitting in the cab, you know, of the crane, looking at everything that could go wrong. Imagine that. So we're trying to replicate the operation of the crane. We're trying to see how can this operator do that process in on a safer way, you know. So everything can go as planned, you know, and the operator can see in the cab, can see, for example, an image, you know, that is virtual, but this virtual image can add to the real things that he or she are watching, you know. So that's what we're working on right now, is how can we improve the situation for the operator of an equipment so we can avoid having accidents on site. Can be accidents for the, you know, for people passing by, or for the operator of the crane.
So do we think right now that safety, are these the biggest challenges facing construction? We're saying safety. I think there's a whole host of them. I think it's understanding how to communicate from the office to the job site, getting the necessary real-time data. What do you think, besides, we always know safety is primary concern. We want to keep our, it's primary.
But
beyond getting past
it.
Safety
is definitely primary, and this should be the focus always, and we're working on that. But there's also something going on in the AEC. When I say AEC, means architecture, engineering, and construction world. Is that now people are thinking not in two dimensions anymore. You know, when we you know, draft plans and draw plans, you know, architects draw plans. 2D is not the way. Now people are starting thinking in 3D, what is called building information modeling. So it's called BIM, right? Building information modeling. So the design is coming in 3D, and it's not that just the geometry is there. It's also more information. For example, now contractors have more information about the process of the construction. So constructability is going to be out there. Also information about when we need to replace a piece of equipment or an assembly in the building, or when do we need to maintain something. So all this information is coming in one single model, and subcontractors are also engaged in the process. So since now models are richer in terms of information because computers are more, you know, have more capacity, have more memory, then it is possible for equipment manufacturers to interact with the buildings or interact with the projects as they were not capable of doing before. So more information is going to be available to equipment operators, to contractors, to even users of the facilities. And we can go and talk more about, for example, energy performance or water efficiency, stuff like that. But the bottom line is the design process today, Peggy, is more comprehensive. Models are more powerful. They have more information about geometry, about location, about geographic information systems. You know, just talk about the maps that we have today are way more powerful than the maps we used to have 10 years ago. The information is way richer.
So what is the role now? We need more education. I mean, is that what we need in this construction space to understand BIM? I mean, we talk about BIM all the time, but is it we still require a lot more education? What do you think we need?
Yeah, there's a shortage, definitely. I agree with your statement. I mean, education is key. There's a shortage of, construction personnel at all levels because, you know, I'm sure you on a different program you already covered this. I don't know, but I'm sure you already did. The fact that there's a shortage of construction personnel because of what we saw in 2009, 2010. So now we are seeing that there's more construction happening right now, but there's not enough people. And then, and if you add to that problem the issue that, wait a minute, we have a technology that is great, but not many people know how to use it. And it's not just the, you know, know to use it mechanically, you know, the, okay, using the software here and there. It's basically learn how to make decisions based on this technology. So education is going to be key. I'm not talking about, you know, doing a very sophisticated software to do this, but just the basics, you know. How can we use BIM, for instance, or use sensors to improve safety on a job site, or to perform, for example, better layout of the construction site before it happens using GIS, using BIM, or using laser scanners, or using even drones, you know. So that those are, I think, the key issues that we need to focus on education right now.
I think, Daniel, what you describe is the ability to integrate these solutions together. And I'd love to talk to you more, but we're out of time. I hope you'll come back and talk to us again, because there's so much more to talk about.
All right, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, Daniel Castro from Georgia Institute of Technology. I think it was great to have him on the show. Well, we're out of time, but stick around. We've got more to talk about right here at ConExpo, ConAg Radio. But if you're interested and want to win a Crown Contractor jacket, well, I know ConExpo, ConAg knows that you pros are working hard every day and you demand tough gear. So that's why we're giving away three free Crown Contractor jackets courtesy of Triple Crown Products. All you have to do is enter the contest page via Facebook or Twitter, put your email address by December 12th, and you're in. All right, we're out of time. Stick around. We've got more to come right here. Thanks for tuning in to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. If it's new, it's here. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Come join over 130,000 construction industry professionals in March 2017. ConExpo ConAg 2017 is North America's largest construction show. Explore over 2.5 million square feet and imagine what's next with over 2,500 exhibitors. Get the details at conexpoconag.com/future and join us as we take this to the next level.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. Improve your business and your life with useful information from experts and thought leaders. WS Radio is radio with ROI.
You take your smartphone almost everywhere you go. Now WSRadio.com can be there too. Search WS Radio in the Play Store for your Android devices or iTunes for Apple and download the WS Radio application. WSRadio.com, on your phone and in your ear, everywhere you go. Download the WS Radio application. Do it now. It's very easy. WSRadio.com.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.
Hi, Scale listener. This is David Finkel, co-host with Jeff Hoffman of Scale Your Business. I wanted to let you know that our newest book, Scale, was just released and to encourage you to get your copy. The book will give you 7 proven principles to grow your business and get your life back. If you've ever wanted to grow your business but held yourself back from fear that it would take over your life, then we urge you to get your copy of Scale today. It'll give you a proven roadmap for rapidly growing your business while also gaining more personal freedom. Scale will help you work less by getting your business to produce more. Scale is for every entrepreneur who ever wondered if they really own their business or if their business owns them. Get your copy online or at your local bookseller. For more information, visit us online at scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com. That's scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com.
Imagine what's next for the future of the construction industry. 3D printing, robotics, roadways that heal, autonomous vehicles, holograms, augmented reality. Step into the new tech experience at ConExpo ConAg and revolutionize how you think about infrastructure, the future job site, and the skills needed for tomorrow's workforce. Just one part of North America's largest construction show. Attend ConExpo ConAg March 7th through 11th in Las Vegas. If it's new, it's here.